Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang. I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more r/mad butthole. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting the like, subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from one or the other 124, who asks, am I the arsehole? Chose my stepsister over my bio sister. I'm worried I destroyed my relationship with my sister. This past weekend, my 18 female bio sister Dan, 25 female, got married. Some backstory is that my mum and dad amicably divorced when I was 8 and Dan was 15. My dad started dating my now stepmum when I was almost 9 and got married by the time I was 12. Stepmum had a daughter who moved in with us. Grace, 18 female, is the same age as me. We never got along until around our mid-teen years, and I like to say that I have a bonus sister that I love with all of my heart. Unfortunately, Dan never liked stepmum or Grace. There was a big age gap and she never got over our parents' divorce. She never forgot about me when she went to college and eventually moved out and began dating her now husband. Anyway, stepmum and Grace were not invited to her wedding over the weekend. Her wedding was about a 3-hour drive away from my dad's house. My dad and I decided to carpool. About halfway through the drive, my dad got a frantic call from my stepmom. Grace had an accident while riding a horse at her grandparents' and got taken to the hospital in an ambulance. I can't really describe the desperation coming from my stepmom over the phone. Dad told me we had to turn around and tried calling Dan. He couldn't get a hold of her, so he called my mum. He let her know that we had to turn around due to an emergency and he wouldn't be able to walk Dan down the aisle. The wedding started at 1 p.m. and we left at 8:30 a.m. so we turned around at 10 a.m. By the time we got to the hospital, it was 11 a.m. Luckily, Grace only fractured her back and wasn't seriously injured. The doctor said it could have easily been a major or deadly injury. I was so anxious that I was nauseous and I don't feel comfortable driving 3 hours on my own. I text my mum and Dan letting them know everything that I won't make it. I didn't hear back from Dan until that night saying she was so disappointed in me and devastated that I chose my stepsister over my real sister. It's now Wednesday and she still hasn't answered me. I also think I'm blocked from her Facebook. Am I the arsehole because I missed her wedding? ETA, I'm getting a lot of questions regarding this. My sister did not have a rehearsal dinner or a wedding party. That is why we weren't there the night before. Our plan was to be there at 11:30. Our mum arrived at 10. The original plan was to have a big brunch the following day with all the family members that had to travel. Also, Uber in the part of the state we were / going to is almost non-existent, especially for a considerable drive. And we'll start off with Tiger Belmont, who says you're the arsehole slightly, and your father certainly, for waiting for the morning of the wedding to drive there. You both should have been there the night before. There are too many things that can go wrong. If he had been there that morning, he could have walked it down the aisle and then driven to the hospital. Unless he's a surgeon, there was really nothing he could do to help. You could have stayed for the reception and returned the next day. Sarah really says, unpopular opinion, but you're the arsehole. Why couldn't you and your dad go to the ceremony and then leave to go to the hospital? What were you two going to do? Perform the surgery? Give her the IV? I understand your stepmom needing support, but couldn't she have other family members support her while your dad walked her down the aisle? Also, was there no rehearsal dinner or wedding activities you guys were a part of? You weren't getting ready with your sister. Sounds like the wedding was an afterthought to both of you. Running with Kimchi says, no one's an arsehole here, but your dad's relationship with Dan is probably kaput. And yours doesn't look like it'll make it either. I can understand both sides. Grace had a medical emergency and your father prioritized her emergency over Dan's wedding. I get that. Medical emergencies take precedence. I also get how, to Dan, your father abandoned her on her wedding day where he was supposed to walk her down the aisle, and now he's a blazing example of how he has a new family and she is no longer important to him. Like I said, I see both sides, and I hope your dad is okay with Dan going NC on him because she just might do it. Hope he wasn't looking forward to grandkids. Leading Seesaw 8442 says, no one's an asshole here, but I think you need to look at it from her perspective a little. Having her father not walk her down the aisle is a big deal, and because she was taking photos and probably didn't have her phone on her, she probably didn't know until the last minute. That is huge. A huge statement of fatherly love. It only wasn't going to happen, but was never going to happen. From her perspective, her father chose someone else over her at one of the most symbolically important moments of her entire life, and not just someone else, but the daughter she seems to feel replaced her. This is a devastating emotional blow. I don't think you, as a terrified 18-year-old still, somewhat at the mercy of your father and stepfather, are to blame for this, or being unable to drive after something so frightening. But you're echoing your dad's defection in her mind is going to make it really hard for her to separate out your not being there versus your dad not being there. And one more from TA who says, you're the asshole, but your father is a much bigger one. What exactly was he going to do for Grace? Is he a doctor? He chose visiting her in the hospital over walking his own daughter down the aisle, and you agreed. Everyone's saying you should have been there the night before is right, but aside from that, once you got there and realized Grace was fine, you should have left immediately and been there for your sister. It was her wedding, and you blew her off for no reason. There was no need for you to be at the hospital with her the entire day. Her mother was there. And I wanted to read some comments on that one first, because I was all over the place on this one, you know, the back and forth with different feelings, especially for Dan. Dan is obviously going to be completely hurt, and that comment from Leading Seesaw, which, you know, said what a huge moment this is, and if she did find out last moment, again, another huge statement of fatherly love, and especially by someone that she already felt replaced by, you know, put it into perspective for me, for Dan, and how devastated she will be. But also at the same time, I felt like a couple of the comments were harsh. You know, finding out that someone that you love has just been injured in an accident and they've been rushed to hospital or whatever, that, you know, that's a big thing. I'd be absolutely petrified for that loved one. So I sort of thought, you know, some people saying, you know, are you going to perform the surgery and stuff like that was a bit on the harsh side, because sometimes you want to be there, you know, to comfort your loved one. But again, I totally get Dan's side as well. So you guys are going to have to let me know what you think of this one in a moment. But we got an edit and then we have an update on this one. So the edit says 12:26 p.m. Just got off the phone call with Dan. We're having dinner on Saturday in the city she lives. Dad was not invited to join us. At this time, I'm going to keep the details of the call private. Hope to update this Sunday or next. Thank you to everyone who commented with actual advice. You're the arsehole, not the arsehole. No one's an arsehole and everyone sucks here, included. So, the update says, hey everyone, I'm not sure if this is the right thread to post my update, and I'm unsure how to link my original post, so that's in my profile. Anyway, I got a lot of not the arsehole / you're the arsehole and everything in between. Like I said, I was able to speak with Dan and we had lunch last weekend. Some people assume that she found my post, which she did, but never commented. I drove up and we met at a nearby park and she brought lunch. It was an awkward silence for a couple of minutes, but I didn't know how to start. Dan said the first words. She said, I'm sorry for how I reacted, but I'm not sorry for being mad. It fell into more silence. I started apologizing that I should have been there and I wish I did things differently. To answer some questions, I ended up asking her about the divorce and whether cheating was ever a possibility, and she confirmed what my mum said, which was no. However, she did tell me that it felt like our dad did replace her with Grace and she felt tossed aside, which I never realized. Dan told me that because we never saw each other much after she moved out, she tried to impress me when we did see each other. At this point, we are both crying on this park bench and I felt like a weight was lifted off of my chest. She let me hug her and I kept telling her how sorry I am. She doesn't blame me for not driving myself up, but she wanted me to still show up at the brunch. At this point in time, she doesn't think she'll be forgiven our dad soon or at all for that matter. She doesn't blame Grace and wishes her the best. Our relationship is a little awkward right now, but I'm going to be putting in a lot more effort with her. We've been talking on the phone and we are planning a little girl's trip in the summer. If For anyone wondering, Grace is going to make a full recovery. She's in a back brace for a few odd months, but as of yet, she hasn't had any nerve flare-ups. My dad has been hounding me to make Dan call him, so I've been at my mum still until my dad calms down. Anyway, I'm not sure this was the update a lot of people wanted based off of the comments I got on the original post, but thank you everyone nonetheless. No, we always hope for a positive update at the end, but most updates are never sort of rainbows and unicorn farts. There's always bits in between, you know, that need to be worked on. But I'm glad OP is getting some sort of relationship with their sister once again, and hopefully they can build on that in the future. I'm not sure what will happen with the dad, if Dan will ever forgive the dad again. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? What do you think? The comments were all over the place on this one, so I'd love to know your thoughts. Let us know in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Story. And our next story comes from Preschool Party Drama, who says, am I the arsehole for causing a walkout on a three-year-old's birthday party? Ooh, dearie me. Okay, this sounds bad, but hear me out. My three-year-old was invited to a preschool classmate's birthday party at an indoor playground. We did arrive 10 minutes late since we got lost trying to find the place, but we happened to arrive at the same time as two other families, so it could have looked planned. The birthday boy's mum was clearly irritated because we missed a treasure hunt. There was no schedule given, so I didn't realise it would be a big deal if we were 10 minutes late, or I would have rushed more. We all did make sure our kids wished the birthday boy happy birthday and passed him his presents, but they immediately ran towards the train ride once they were done. Turns out the mum wanted to organise a group photo shoot with the kids, so she was annoyed they ran off. The kids then could do whatever they liked for maybe 10 to 15 minutes before we had to follow the itinerary we didn't realise we had. The kids had two group rides, which always came with a photo shoot before each ride. Then they were free to play just another 5 to 10 minutes before they had to go for another photo shoot with the cake. Then the parents had to take photos. Our country still had indoor mask mandates, but we were told it's legal to have masks off for photos and were ordered to take off our masks. Then we had the cake cutting and another round of photos before food was served. It hasn't even been 2 hours and we've had 4 photo taking sessions, taking up almost an hour. My daughter didn't want to eat, and I could see she was losing it, especially since it was a widespread of beautifully decorated desserts that weren't offered to anyone at all, so I wouldn't let her touch them. I figured I should just leave before I ruined the party since we already had 2 meltdowns in the last 10 minutes, but my daughter leaving triggered her 2 friends asking to leave, which triggered even more kids demanding to leave. The party ended up getting cut short by 30 minutes. The mum is obviously pissed at me, and I agree I did ruin the party, and I knew if my daughter leaves, there's a chance I'd trigger the snowball effect. And yes, I believe it's important not to expect society to cater to my child's whims, and it's my job as a parent to make sure she behaves. But I think she has been doing an amazing job not running off and doing her own thing. I found the entire party stressful and not fun at all, so I figured my kid probably feels the same. So am I one of those entitled mums here? Edit. Just to clarify some things. The mum isn't an influencer. She has Instagram, but it's private. My daughter didn't have a meltdown yet. It was 2 other kids. I didn't want her to be the third, so I left. We did try to leave quietly, but my daughter's closest friend saw us and started yelling. I kind of expected it since the girls are in the inseparable phase where they have to do everything together. 3-year-olds, man. 3-year-olds. Asking 3-year-olds to have like several photo sessions. Are you kidding me? That would be absolute chaos, and I can see why you didn't enjoy that party at all. That would have sent my anxiety through the roof. Especially if someone stood there getting pissed off at the fact that my hypothetical child isn't doing what she wants them to do. And again, I say, a 3-year-old. 3-year-olds see train rides, they see each other, they see toys, they run off, they play with it, they play together. They don't want to be stood around having photo shoots. And damn, anyway, some of the best photos come when they're enjoying themselves and doing what they want to be doing. Let them play, let them have fun. Don't cage them into photo shoots. Oh my word. And I can see why OP clarified, you know, the mum isn't an influencer, she has Instagram, but it's private, because that's what it felt like. You know, you were saying about desserts that were untouched as well. It felt like those were photo ops at the same time. Book a venue, book a ball pit, book a bouncy castle, and just let them run wild and give them cake. That's all people want. They want cake bouncy castles. I'd be there for that as well. Holy moly. But Dumpling Mama says, not the arsehole, probably an Insta mum looking for the perfect picture. My 3-year-old would have destroyed that party long before that. You left to stop a meltdown. Your kids' emotional needs come before a Pinterest mum's photo shoot. Formerly there says, so not the arsehole. This wasn't a child's birthday party. This was some Instagram mum's photo op. The whole day sounds hideous to me as an adult, so I can't imagine how little kids with the attention span of, well, little kids, would feel about such a staged and choreographed birthday party. P.S. When you left, I bet every other mum thought, thank God, now we can go. Tiny Moonflower says, it's unreasonable to ask 3-year-old children to have multiple photo shoots and follow a schedule that doesn't allow them to play. They are 3. Not the arsehole. The birthday kid's mum seems like a helicopter mum and needs to chill out. Also, what activity starts and ends with the first 10 minutes of a 3-year-old party? So strange. You also aren't responsible for other kids wanting to leave because yours does. That's on those parents. We're all trying to do the best we can, and sounds like that's what you did. Don't lose sleep over this one. And one more, who says not the arsehole? Who structures a toddler's birthday party that much? They are little balls of randomness, and it's cruel to display food to them for hours without letting them eat something. That is more for the parents to have bragging rights about how nice the party was, to which OP replied saying, they did serve the kids food and offered cupcakes and cake, but the fancy cookies on the dessert table wasn't an option. So there's the dessert for eating and dessert for display. But my daughter wanted the display dessert too. And of course she does. She's 3 years old. Shit, I don't understand display food. If I see that food, I want to eat it too. Who displays food? Just notice a little pattern there as well. Whenever I talk about cake, I get irrationally angry. What is with that? Cake is life. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And this story comes from Balconies13, who says, am I the arsehole for leaving my fiancé at the mall after he insisted that I buy him a $350 watch? Me, female 32, and my fiancé, male 30, Aaron, have been together for 2 years. I have a high-paying job and work long hours. He has, used to, a 3-week shift in a job that paid 5 times less than mine. We're on pretty great terms on everything except money. He's a big spender and spends so much on fancy stuff, although his job does not give him this luxury. He constantly likes and wants new stuff like watches, gadgets, electronics, and car accessories, and I do my best to use on every occasion, like Christmas and birthdays and New Year, to get him what he wants. Lately, and after he lost his job, I've been noticing him tagging along whenever I go shopping and have me buy him expensive stuff, right there and then. I end up paying to avoid causing a scene in public because he'd beg me then start throwing a fit if I refuse. I talked to him about it and it seemed like a pattern, but he said he just happened to see something he liked and thought I could pay for it. I told him that I no longer feel comfortable with this and that next time he tries to put me on the spot, then have me pay for something he likes, then throw a tantrum. I told him that I no longer feel comfortable with this and that next time he tries to put me on the spot, then have me pay for something he likes, then throw a tantrum. If I refuse, I'd walk out and leave him there. He crossed his heart and said he'd never do such a thing. On Wednesday, we went to the mall to get a Father's Day gift for my dad and we walked by the accessory store. Aaron told me to stop and follow him as he entered the store. I knew this wasn't going well, because he repeatedly tried on this watch that was worth over $350, and expressed his admiration for it. He then asked if I could pay for it, but I said no, and lied about having only $300 for my dad's gift, which was why we were there in the first place. He started going on and on about how cool and catch the watch was, and asked if my dad was more important than him. I looked around and saw people looking at us, and he started raising his voice. I told him to knock it off, but he refused and insisted I pay for it. I just turned around and walked out the store and out of the mall. I got in my car and went home. He started calling me non-stop, but we didn't talk till he got home. He blew up saying I reacted ridiculously and selfish after he begged me and I refused. He said that I then made a joke out of him by walking out and leaving him at the mall. I told him of what I said would happen if he decided to put me in this position again. He argued that all he was asking for was just $350 and even showed me a small notebook saying he'd been writing down everything I paid for so he could pay me back, but I was too selfish to even consider it. He yelled at me then out to meet his friends. His best friend tried to get involved by shaming me for how I behaved at the mall and hinting that what I was doing was borderline financial control. Am I the asshole? Should I have just paid for the watch? Edit. He said he was going to pay me back, but didn't tell me this at the mall. Don't know if it changes anything since he has no money. And we'll start off with Dr. Fish Taku, says not the asshole, break up with him and tell him he now has full financial control of his own life. Opie replies saying, I think that entire situation just seemed like he was struggling with money at first and I tried to be understanding, but then I couldn't keep paying for stuff that, in my opinion, was not essential, even after he said he'd pay me back. It started affecting my money because it affected my ability to pay off debts and monthly expenses. Golden Kane replies that saying, honey, please don't marry this man. Please don't. He will absolutely ruin your finances if not your life. But let's be generous and forget the money stuff for a second. Focus on how comfortable he is with yelling at you in public. He either has a terrible temper or he knows he can manipulate you by causing a scene. Either way, that's horrific and not something you want to suffer for the next 50-ish years. Getting his friend in on it is sickening. I'm also 32 with a 30 male fiance, and he has never, ever raised his voice to me in public, because that's not how you treat someone you love. Your guy is using you at worst and a spoiled baby at best. You deserve better and to keep your hard-earned money. And not the arsehole. Dell901 says not the arsehole. You are supposed to be his girlfriend, not his sugar mama. And has he taken any steps to get another job? You need to take a step back from this relationship. Not everyone is a high earner, but most people have pride and dignity and respect their partner. And the fact he claims he has written everything down in a notebook, I don't believe it. He is a user. And Verbal Barb says, not the arsehole. How can you not see that you don't have an adult fiance? You have a greedy, grasping, temperamental child who manipulates you. Seriously, your story sounds like the story of every mum who takes her toddler shopping, having to put up with demands and tantrums. Do you really want to spend your life going through that sort of thing? I think it's time he did something for you, as in making himself absent from your life. You're being manipulated and used, and it's not going to get any better. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? What would you do? Do you think this is a huge red flag and would you be out of this relationship on this one? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, as always, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here, getting involved in the channel. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. And for the members as well who join on the daily, keep supporting this channel. Some of you guys have been here for over 2 years now. It's madness. So thank you so much for what you've been doing, honestly. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and very much love to you. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.